From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Well, you've seen all this before, up and down and round we go. How bad is it?
Yeah, it's not great. And just note on that petrol price, the Kiwi dollar, Mike, 62 cents. It's one of the lowest points it's been at for decades, bar the GFC and bar the March 2020. So that's not going to help. Yeah, look, markets, they didn't like you not being around, actually, Mike. This all started on Friday after the release of the US CPI figure, and then in the Monday overnight session, momentum really got going. So hence a Tuesday sell-off in New Zealand and Australia. So savage movements during the day yesterday on the local market and the Australian market. The close yesterday, for the record, the New Zealand market had lost 2.59%. During the day at one stage, it was down over 3%. The Russian invasion of Ukraine, I think that was back, it was February, March, that was still the worst day that we've seen this year. Australian market was hit harder, closed down 3.55% at one stage. That market was over 5% lower, which is a pretty scary move. For what it's worth, Mike, the NZX 50 is now down slightly more than 20%, so that's technically a bear market. I don't think it matters a great deal whether it's sort of 19.5 or 20.5, but at over 20, it's called a bear market. Australia has fallen by less. It's a 12% fall from the peak, so a relative outperformance for Australia. As I said, that catalyst US inflation, so the inflation number 8.6%, that's the CPI inflation. That's not actually the Federal Reserve's preferred measure. But the thing is, there had been a view that maybe inflation had peaked. So an increase from the previous measure of 8.3 to 8.6 sort of scuppered the view that we'd seen that peak in inflation. So the Federal Reserve, Mike, the US Central Bank, they're meeting this week. Markets have now recalibrated where they think the Fed funds rate will go. So that's their version of the official cash rate. So there's now speculation that they'll move the Fed funds rate by 75 basis points. We can update that tomorrow morning. So you're looking for the potential for a period of some more small sort of strong and aggressive action by the US central bank. Mike, what I would say, everyone has been expecting to see what we call normalization of monetary policy. So the removal of the stimulatory settings, higher cash rates, quantitative easing, moves to quantitative tightening, none of that is unexpected. But this surge in inflation that's occurred for a number of reasons, it's the ferocity of it, Mike. It's the how quickly it's gone. It's caught markets off guard. The other thing I want to talk about very quickly is just wholesale interest rates. I've been banging on about this for a while now, but they are moving, and they're moving quite rapidly. The global benchmark is the US 10-year rate. At the end of May, that was 2.84%. Overnight, it's gone up again. It's now almost 3.5%. It was 1.5% at the end of 2021. If I look at our local market, a two-year wholesale rate, and remember, all your mortgages are going to have to be some way above the wholesale rate. That two-year rate is now at 4.4%. It has doubled so far this year. Do we want to update people on Bitcoin, Mike? Do we want to do that?
Let's do that tomorrow, because that's a Ponzi scheme that can wait for another day.
Okay.
But talk to me about your fruit and veg and your food and your rentals here.
Yeah, well, it's the villain of 2022, isn't it? Inflation. So some aspects of inflation are more painful than others. So while you can defer purchase of your latest electronic gadget, food is slightly more elementary and less discretionary. Food price costs affect everyone and obviously have a greater impact on lower income households. So Stats New Zealand released food price index data yesterday. Headline rate of increase 6.8%. That's for May 21 to 22. In April, that increase was 6.4%, so the rate of change has increased. Do note that in March it was at 7.6%, so some reduction in the rate at which food prices are going up. That's across all categories, Mike. Grocery prices up 7.4%, restaurant ready-to-eat 6%, fruit and veggies 10%, dairy product, yogurt 22% over the year. Who would have thought? And very quickly on rental price inflation, that was out yesterday. What we call the stock price, that's if you're staying in the same place, that's up 3.8%. But what we call flow, that's moving to a new rental, that's up 5.3%. What's the takeout from all this, Mike? No respite for the RBNZ. They'll need to keep pressure on the official cash rate.
Righto, what are the numbers?
Unfortunately, market's still sort of stabilising, but slightly lower. The Dow Jones, 30,358, down 158 points, so another 0.5% there. S&P 500, another sort of 0.4 there, 3735. One ray of sunshine. The Nasdaq is up 0.25%, 10,837. The FTSE 100 lost 18, 7187. The Nikkei down another 1.3%, 26,629. Shanghai Composite actually went up 3,288, over 1%. And for the record, 6,686 was the close in the ASX 200 and 10,641 on the NZX 50. Kiwi dollar 0.6213 against the US, 0.9038 Aussie, 0.5962 Euro, 0.5183 pounds, 83.83 Japanese yen, gold $1,812 and Brent crude $121.96.
Boy, oh boy. All right, mate, catch up tomorrow. Appreciate it. JMIWealth.co.nz.